we all have the same customers. So why shouldn't two big companies like SAP and KUKA work together before we go to the customer? It is not the customer that has to bring us together. And in doing this, we are trying to combine IT and OT expertise. So information technology, operations technology. That's simply it.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And with me on the show today, I have my two special guests, Alex and Christian. Alex and Christian, would you like to introduce yourselves with maybe Christian going first, seeing as you're the guest?
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tom. My name is Christian Liedtke. I am with KUKA since 4 years now. KUKA, you know, is the company with the orange robots. That's all you have to know about us. We've been in the industry 4.0 business for quite some time, and I took this journey with KUKA, and at KUKA, I'm responsible for our strategic alliances. So that's why we are very closely working together with SAP in various formats. So thanks for having me here.
And thank you for coming on the podcast. And Alex, welcome back. For people who missed your debut, would you like to explain who you are?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Tom, for having us here today on this podcast. My name is Alex Altermann. I'm working for strategic partnerships of Industry 4.0 at SAP. I'm at SAP for around 4 years now, working several departments, always related to Industry 4.0, and working closely together with Christian of KUKA, I think around over 2 years now.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And we're here to talk about Industry 4.0. And I mean, this Industry 4.0 thing, we've been talking about it for over a decade now. Why isn't it everywhere? I mean, we started talking about cloud seriously 10 years ago, and that's pretty much everywhere. Now, what's the deal with Industry 4.0? Why is it going so much more slowly?
So let me start with that. From my opinion, in the beginning of Industry 4.0, all companies were focusing on themselves. So as you said, happy birthday, Industry 4.0 is around 10 years old now. So in the beginning, everyone tried to get their benefits out of it. But what we saw is that Industry 4.0 does not work for one company alone. So from an SAP perspective, it's not only software. Industry 4.0 means that many different parties need to work together in a sufficient way. Machines and various other assets need to be connected to have a broad view on the whole production. And many productions are heterogeneous, so the hardware might communicate in a different way. There are many different hardwares, many different machines, many different assets, tools. Everything communicates in different ways. And some might be new and might be connected already via open standards or in general connected to a network. And some machines might be old, so they are not set out of the production just because they're old if they are still running. And they need further support here with IoT and gateways and edge. Those are the words you have to think about. And by connecting them, you get data out of those machines and assets. And first, you need to store this data, and you have to make it available for other systems as well. So you need a platform or a storage where the data can be stored, and then you need the connection to further systems. And nowadays, many of them are in the cloud, for example. And those systems then need to optimize the processes or analyze the data to see what is going on the shop floor. So we see that many different companies with their different competencies are needed. So we need the platform providers. We need startups with really niche products. We need standard organizations we can refer to. And in the end, what we need to see is that the hardware providers are the heart of any industry. So machines, wind energy, transportation, you always need hardware. And we want to bring that together, operational technology and information technology. And one perfect example for such a hardware provider is KUKA.
Nice. And just coming back to that, how far away are we from Industry 4.0 being ubiquitous? I mean, we in SAP say it, we call it Industry 4.now because we say you should be going there now. Is that what's happening?
Yes, Industry 4.now is our slogan today because now is the time to really implement Industry 4.0. So we have all these experiences made over the last years, and we now see what we have to do to really implement Industry 4.0 at our customers.
Okay. Christian, why is KUKA involved with SAP in all this?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we are two large market players, each one in his own environment. You know, SAP is a big IT company. I mean, you have the ERP system of the world. And same is true for KUKA, just in a smaller scale. I mean, we are the leading or technology and innovations leading provider of robots. And we are especially big in the automotive market. And bringing those two together simply makes sense. I mean, KUKA, of course, tried to get larger in the IT business, but that's not our core. And the same is true for SAP. I mean, would you buy a robot control system by SAP? Probably not. So if everybody sticks to his core competency and you combine those, it makes things a lot easier. I mean, coming back to the question, why is Industry 4.0 not implemented so far? It's simply because it's very complex. So everybody has to stick to its own tasks, and we just need to work together to make those things come alive. And I mean, this is talking about reliability and trust, of course. It's a very complex thing. All individual parts have been established, but you have to bring them together, and those should be actually performed by the key players in this market. And of course, there are many more aside of us, and with some of them we are working together, with others we might not work together so far, but this is something that will happen in the future to bring Industry 4.0 to life. And in the past, we've worked together in many projects. I mean, we have common customers who are very important to our companies. We've worked with them individually, and now we're trying to work together with them, whether they are in automotive, electronics, or in the general industry, consumer goods, medical goods, whatever. We all have the same customers. So why shouldn't two big companies like SAP and KUKA work together before we go to the customer? It is not the customer that has to bring us together. And in doing this, we are trying to combine IT and OT expertise. So information technology, operations technology. That's simply it.
Okay, nice. And what have we done together so far? What have we achieved?
Okay, let me start with this again before I hand over to Christian. Sure. So one topic we defined so far is the whole business transformation topic we see. So doing everything in a digital way. KUKA knows best about their robots. We know that. But companies are not only focusing on one equipment. So if you're looking at the automotive industry, KUKA robots are just one part of a big production line. And so we see together that those companies need the transparency and optimization for this whole production line, all the assets that are running there. And KUKA has a special expertise knowing about their robots and how they are running. And SAP and KUKA are working together on scenarios to improve how several machines can work together automatically. So on the one hand, getting the best out of the KUKA robots and using this specific expertise, but also having insights of the whole system of assets that are used at a customer's production. So everything in one system to gain the best benefits out of for the customer here.
Nice. And Christian?
Well, and another good example is actually the outcome-based business, so pay-per-use, for example. This is actually the raw model for KUKA and SAP working together. I mean, of course, if you have a robot, currently no one is really doing pay-per-use with robots. But if you have a robot, of course, we know best how the process is running, what data you actually need to determine the usage of a robot, processes around it like service intervals and all those kind of things that will fit into some kind of pay-per-use contract. On the other hand, you wouldn't actually buy such a thing from someone like KUKA? Would you give your bank account number to KUKA to have a robot charge your credit card or whatever to actually get paid? Probably not. But SAP has all this in place. I mean, you have your ERP system and it's well established. You have blockchain technology and everything behind it. Of course, others can do this as well. But you're the trusted partner for that as SAP. Sorry. And to combine those two streamings, we can set up a totally new business model that could actually work, is trusted by customers, and from there we can actually take the business and start it.
If people are interested to know more and they want to embark on an Industry 4.0 project, what do you think their first initial steps should be?
Well, the very first step is actually to get started. Start a project and take it from there. Get in touch with others, because Industry 4.0 is something that you don't do in solitude in your backyard or in your garage or something like this. It's something you do together with other partners. So team up with others. Could be KUKA and SAP, could be others as well. There are so many providers of good sources of good software, of good machines that are all capable of doing Industry 4.0. But you have to get started from somewhere, and you have to take the trust that even if you don't see the finish line, that you will get there, and simply start a project, take it from there, and good results are going to come.
Okay, and Alex, anything to add to that?
No, I can just underline what Christian already said. So there are many people. So we know we have a big ecosystem, have many partners we are working together with, because we know that you need many different players to make Industry 4.0 real at our customers. So yeah, just start to do Industry 4.0, implement projects, and then we will see what the benefits are for you here.
Okay, we're coming towards the end of the podcast now, Christian and Alex. Is there any topic we've not addressed that you think it's important for people to be aware of? Any question I've not asked you that you think we should talk about?
Well, to be honest, I just have one more point to stress the importance of this partnership. You know, we've done a lot of Industry 4.0. Everybody has done his pilots and so on. But in the end, if you want to get it working, there's one specific task that everybody has to fulfill. You have to bring your information from the shop floor actually to the ERP system. And this can only be done by such a partnership.
Yeah, and what I can add here is what I think is really essential about Industry 4.0. So we were talking about the different players here, about partnerships. We have to implement real Industry 4.0 cases to see what are the benefits, to see how we need to work together. As you already asked, Tom, Industry 4.0 is our slogan, and now is the time to really implement it. And we are really happy to discuss different scenarios, also together, KUKA and SAP together, with other different players in Industry 4.0, with customers, with potential other partners. We are working together in the Open Industry 4.0 Alliance, which is a multilateral partnership open to everyone in the market who's related to Industry 4.0. So I can just encourage everyone out there to implement Industry 4.0, to spread the word, to have a talk with us, and to get that really on the road.
Okay, if people want to know more about Christian, about Alex, about KUKA, hopefully they already know a little bit about SAP, where would you have me direct them?
Well, I will share with you my LinkedIn account, Tom, so people are free to just contact me via LinkedIn. And what could be worthful as well is I will share a link to our experience where you can have a real virtual experience of Industry 4.0 and see also our ecosystem and the partnerships we are driving here. I will send you the link.
Perfect. Thank you, Alex and Christian.
I will do the same. I will share my LinkedIn profile with you. And of course, everybody can visit us on KUKA.com and see what KUKA is doing.
Brilliant. Christian, Alex, fantastic. That's been great. Thanks a million for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you for having us, Tom.
Thanks for being here.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, Please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.